Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, get to it. What's on your mind? Full hour of anything on your mind today. So if you have had a little pent-up frustration of some particular topic that's not getting the attention it needs or trying to get in, now's your day. Here's your time. Call us at 800-22. You ready for this? 80550. I'm trying to slow down nice and slow for you. 800-228. 0550. That's the toll-free number from anywhere. Kevin Flynn has got his hand on that phone, ready to take your calls at 271-1100. Todd at 258-0550. Those are just the local numbers. But toll-free 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know. Call now. You can also text me at 701-367-2054. Love your texts. Love your calls more, though. And Todd is taking your text as well at 701-226-8503. Super producer Chris Larson, not taking text today, so I won't give his number out. He's working on a special project related to our Mike Pompeo interview, which is getting some attention. A part of which was in Chris Berg's POV, because he did an interview as well, and he played a clip, actually, of our interview with Mike Pompeo regarding the Wuhan lab, and that's got 50,000 views already, and we're getting national media inquiries about it, so I don't know why that is. It's amazing, because you can do an interview, and it's out there, right, and then, like, I don't know, in the case of Mike Pompeo, it's a few days later, that was last Thursday, but I received a call the other day about an interview we did with Dick Cheney in 2000 and, let me do the math on this, 2004. Think about that. We're in 2021, and this was a 2004 interview that I did with Dick Cheney, Vice President of the United States, in the, not the Oval Office, but his office in the West Wing. And we got calls about it related to, it was actually something that a listener brought in the way of a question. And the question for Dick Cheney was the following. If it takes dunking a terrorist in water to save a few lives, it's what we call a no-brainer in North Dakota. Mr. Vice President, do you agree it's a no-brainer? And he chuckled and he said, I do. And this lit a match with the, oh, no, oh, no, we can't waterboard terrorists to get information out of them. We need to treat terrorists nicer. Sort of like, you know, it's come full circle now with some of these people. And that one question from a listener in our audience for the vice president still resonates with people to the point where there's a documentary now that they're going to use that in. Can you even believe that, guys? My gosh. All right, we're going to get to the phones here. Marty and Minot wants to talk about rain. Scott and Grafton wants to talk about Democrats. I want to talk about MyPillow, and then I'm going to the calls. Okay? Also, our news director, Greg Neft, in the Flag Family Newsroom, tells me the West Fargo Police Department is on the scene. 26th Avenue South and 1st Avenue Street East near the Cheyenne River. It is the scene of a mountain lion sighting.
Oh, yeah. That surprised me at all.
I just had a dream about this the other day, where I looked over and there was like a spotted lion. Mountain lions spotted or no?
No. No, they're also known as cougars. They're big cats.
These were like, this was like a spotted lion, but it didn't have the big mane. It was like the smaller spotted lion. I had a dream about this.
Okay.
And I looked over and like,
wow. Be a leopard.
Wow, there's a leopard there. Is that a leopard?
A leopard would be spotted.
I was like, there's a leopard walking by. This is in my dream. And the leopard was flying. It didn't pay us any attention, but I was like, wow, that's kind of weird.
We got a couple big cats running around us in Lakes Country, too, but they usually follow the rivers, probably around the Cheyenne out there.
So this is near the Cheyenne. Yep. They're asking you to stay away from the area. They're asking for you to keep your pets inside because the mountain lion may be hungry. I don't know. Stay updated on the incident via the social media from the West Fargo Police Department and call 911 if you have any information. Mountain lion sighting, 26th Avenue South and 1st Avenue Street Northeast. There you go, folks.
I'm pretty sure a poodle could run off a scared mountain lion.
Right.
Just saying.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nothing to worry about, you're saying.
Mountain lions aren't hunting you in the daylight when they can see you and you can see them.
They're trying to get to,
get to a tree.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. My Pillow is one of our fine sponsors here on the program. They make the best dog beds on planet Earth. And you can have small, you can have medium, you can have extra large. They have all kinds of great colors, like a navy blue, like a tan, like a pinkish. I mean, a lot of colors to choose from. Go to MyPillow.com. The beds, when you use the promo code Scott, are as low as $19.99. As low as $19.99. And if I were you, and I wanted to support Mike Lindell, and I had, say, like three dogs, I today would say, Mike, thank you for everything you're doing on election integrity. Thank you for everything you're doing for the Lindell Recovery Network. Thank you for being bold. I'm sorry you got canceled by big box stores, but I'm buying my dog beds and my everything. Towels, slippers, pillows, bathrobes, sheets. I'm buying them from you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Marty and Minot, tell me what's on your mind, Marty.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love your show. Thought I'd let you know, it's been a couple months, but I finally washed my pickup, so the downpours should begin here shortly.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Have you seen the maps, Marty? I think our prayers are going to be answered this week and possibly even next. The rain potential through Monday covers every inch of North Dakota, some places more than others. We put that map up yesterday. Todd, can we put that map up again today? There's a new map out.
I haven't seen them.
All right. Well, I'm going to put it up right now. So wherever you watch us on social media, K-Fire, The Flag, any of our sites, you'll be able to find this, okay?
Hey, this is kind of scientific. My wife and I went down to Bismarck a couple weeks ago, and she washed her car before we went down there, and it rained all weekend. So.
Well, it's very scientific. I think the answer is wash your car, wash your. I need a wash. I'm going to hit the road later today. I'm going to go see my friend Derek at Beck TV. Boy, Beck is doing some great things, I tell you what. Unbelievable. Stop and Steal. I'm going to say a little prayer for all of our veterans at that awesome Veterans Memorial they have there. And I'll head over to the back office. I'm going to get back on the road, and I'm going to Newtown. And there's so many bugs on my windshield, I can't see in front of my nose. So I'm going to join you, Marty, in that scientific experiment of washing the car today and see how hard we can get it to rain, okay?
I will, too. All right, I'm in. Right.
Kevin's in.
Hey, I've got my convertible out here, so it should rain.
Do you?
I mean,
all right. Yeah, beautiful.
Perfect.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Todd's got the convertible top down. That's another good sign. Love it. Thank you, Marty. Let's go to Scott and Grafton. You're next. 271-1100, 258-0550. What's on your mind? Scott, go ahead.
I hate to ruin your jovial mood here lately. I think there's a real disconnect with the Democrats that voted for Biden. I think there's a lot of good people that voted Democratic, and they just don't realize what they voted for. I mean, we've started calling them leftists. We started calling them Marxists. We started calling them socialists. And I don't think the people are getting what's going on in Washington, D.C. I mean, I think we ought to call them Democrats and all the and we could go through the long list to be repetitive, but all the things that are coming out of D.C. right now, I tell you what, the Democrats have to own that, and the American people have to see it. And that, I guess that's one of my frustrations. I think a lot of Democrats are thinking, you know, Biden's not that bad. He's a moderate, but look at the policies he's pushing through. And I guess you said release your frustrations. I guess that's one of mine, because I've got a lot of good friends that are Democrats. And they don't quite realize what they voted for.
Well, I think, first of all, we shouldn't rub their nose in it, number one.
The reason why I say this is because if Trump did anything and you voted for him, you owned it. I mean, you
owned
it.
That's true. That's true. So you could,
you know,
you
what I mean?
You could play their...
It's not really rubbing your nose in it. It's just like you own it. You claim it. You voted Democrat. You support BLM. You support Antifa. You support full-term abortion. You support attacking fossil fuels. I mean, somebody's got to own this. We can't just, you know, we can't just say it's the radical left. It's the Democrats.
And isn't it funny how all the people had hated Trump and posted constantly? Now it's like pictures of their hike, pictures of their grandkids.
Back to,
back to, don't look at that.
Yeah, they're distracting.
Exactly.
Scott has a very good point here. I mean, you've got a great point, Scott, because I'm the same way. They are leftists. They are Marxists. They are socialists. They're extreme liberals. But you know what? Democrats that voted for Joe Biden that are not leftists, are not Marxists, are not socialists, are liberals, they're Democrats because their parents were Democrats. They're Democrats because that's all they know, and they've lost any sense of critical thinking when it comes to politics because they decide who to vote for based on who's more loved on social media. Now, but that doesn't mean they're excused. I think you're right. We ought to call them what they are, Democrats. And I also think Democrats who are right now felt as though they've been duped by the Joe Biden of old ought to own it and say, you know what? I messed up. Because I think there's a lot of them that would be in that camp right now.
They're just disconnected. They don't realize what's going on.
And you know what? If you're disconnected and just voting because, you know, your parents were Democrats, so I'm just going to check the Democrat box and Trump's mean, he sends tweets, you are playing with fire. And you could burn down the house that is what our founding fathers built. Scott, great stuff. Call again. You agree or disagree with them? Let us know. Paul, you're next.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If your diesel engine is not running like it should be, I've got one telephone number after we listen to George Strait.
Amarillo by Morgan.
69 today.
Wow.
up from San Antonio.
This reminds me, this is one of the songs everything in my daughter's dad songs category. She's built a playlist, and it's dad songs. We're on our way to get some McDonald's fries last night.
That's one of my favorite playlists on Spotify. Dad songs.
And I'm like, Haley, how do you know Ooga Shaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Shaka?
It's on the playlist.
Afternoon Delights, another one, Starland nice. Vocal Band. So today, we're going to play some of the songs that she reminded me that I like.
Perfect.
And I'm thinking, if you're listening to this, the world can be okay. Not that crap rap or anything like that. So, but Amarillo by Morning was one of the songs. Dak Diesel, one of our fine sponsors today, and I'll tell you their number. Here's the number you call. If your diesel engine isn't working, no matter what it is, semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor, you just can tell it's off, something's not right, one call to know. One number to know, one call to make, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011 for all the repair and maintenance needs of your diesel vehicle. And they have an additive now that they have dealers for, and if you want this, say, hey, I want this additive. I want the anti-gel super clean 4-plus additive turbo cleaner, and it's not at the store where I buy my additives. Tell them to call CJ at Dak Diesel. Tell them to be a dealer. DakDiesel.com, 701-258-5011. They do house calls, too. Paul Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a regular listener. I'm 61. I'm a Northwood native. And I moved back to Northwood in 2003 from the Twin Cities. And I found a job at Baseview Petroleum across from the Air Force Base, Amarillo there, and working as a cashier there. And one early November night, I was driving home. I worked a 1 to 9 p.m. shift driving home from work, and I got at the outskirts of Northwood there on Highway 15, and I see this figure moving across, trotting across the highway in front of me. I thought, for mountain lion, and sure enough, I got close to it and slowed way down, and it was in the ditch on my right as I drove by it like 15 miles an hour, and those big yellow saucer eyes stared at me, and I just bumped and stopped.
Hello.
Anyway, the next day I was kind of listening to radio and stuff, and I saw kind of keyed in. He walked stuff and was yellow and black railroad crossing sign. So I grabbed my camera and went out, and there wasn't snow on the ground yet, but it was really cold, and I found his tracks where he walked into a disc field and took pictures of it. And I mailed those to my uncle Harvey out in Bismarck. He hunts everything imaginable, goes out to the Bob Marshall Wilderness and stuff, and he confirmed, yeah, sure enough, that's a mountain lion. And it had a unique print on its right paw that looked like one claw was protruding and he couldn't retract, so it gave a unique print. And when I went to work the next day, the chief of police there, Gillespie was his name, he stopped in, which he regularly did there, and I told him about the incident, and he said, you know what, I actually saw that same print, he said, and I saw that unretracted claw. I was that night from work, I heard that there had been what they thought was a mountain lion in the area down at our village, just a few miles west of Amarillo. A guy who had a little farm there on the Turtle River had said mm-hmm. that his horse had been attacked and clawed by a mountain lion. That was a really tricky experience.
So, Kevin, we need to correct the record here because Kevin earlier said a poodle could scare a mountain lion away. Tell that to the horse, Kevin. Yeah. I'm
well,
just saying.
Well, again, in the daytime when, you know, cats are they're night creatures. I wouldn't follow those tracks at night very far, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would be. So, let me, and by the way, we don't have the best connection to you, Paul. I don't know if you're able to, like, step closer to a window or something, but we're kind of getting a little garble from the cell phone signal. Why did you follow the tracks? I'm just kind of curious.
Say it again?
Why did you follow the tracks?
Well, it was the next day, and I just remembered kind of where he had walked, and I just wanted proof back mountain lion. So when I told people, they didn't think I was off my nut.
Well, I think it's no longer a doubt. I remember early on, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, you're like, yeah, right, you know, what are you doing out there anyway, smoking something or another? But now it's a thing. I think we just realize there's fairly regular spottings, right? I mean,
yeah.
I never doubt it when somebody says, you know, I've seen one.
They've had a couple of pairs released in Minnesota, too, down around Lake Sunder. I've never seen one. Friends have.
Yeah.
Been a few times. But, yeah.
Interesting story.
Don't be, if you're hiking, especially whatever, or at night, that's when you want to be watching out for if you're in that country.
Thanks, Paul. Others, welcome. We have open phone time for the entire hour here today. Anything on your mind? The show is called What's on Your Mind for a Reason. There's a lot of things in the news that, you know, sometimes we'll start with something that's on our mind or something particular today. I just wanted to say I'm not scared with anything because I want to hear from you to find out what's on your mind. Next hour, we're going to do our Better Business Roundtable. Interesting conversation with the pros from Starion Bank, Ide Bailey, Onstead Twitchell Law Firm, and High Point Networks we're going to tackle today. Is it better to own or lease your business location? Interesting times in which we live because due to COVID, the actual physical location of an office is less relevant right now. Governor Burgum has been very vocal about this, even at the state level. I forget how many tens of thousands of square, office space, square footage that the state has, but it's a ton. And now people work from home. And even buildings, really nice buildings that have been built recently are like empty.
Oh.
I mean, Block 9... downtown Fargo, this gorgeous office building, RDO moved in there, and they consolidated like four other locations of RDO, as in RDO Farms,
yep.
And also RDO Equipment, okay? And I was talking to a friend of mine at a grad party over the weekend. He said, it's been like empty.
Yeah.
And he said, they're just now starting to have people kind of come back. And so it's caused everybody to rethink everything, and maybe leasing gives you more options that owning wouldn't. On the other hand, obviously, there's tax treatment and differences. So we're going to tackle that today. We're also going to talk about recruitment a little bit on the program because every business right now, every business is struggling to find people. And we're going to talk to folks from ABC Seamless about one of the things they're doing, which includes, by the way, $5,000 signing bonuses right now. And as you know, the unemployment goodies are going away. The federal government is no longer going to be able to give you an extension on your 12 to 26 weeks of state benefits for 53 weeks because it's no longer necessary. I'm not sure it ever was necessary in North Dakota or Western Minnesota or South Dakota because there's always been more jobs open than there have been people looking for jobs. Wrap your mind around that statement, folks. There's always been more jobs open than people looking for jobs, meaning unemployment insurance really should be non-existent. Now, when you lose your job, challenging time. I'm not trying to diminish that, belittle anybody that's lost their job. That is called the circle of life. It does happen. And some people say until you've been fired, you haven't really experienced what it means to be in the workforce. It happens for all kinds of reasons. But we are in a place where we have more opportunities for people, more careers for people, than we have people looking for jobs. So do we really even need unemployment insurance? Where is a legitimate need for unemployment insurance? Certainly the extra income, the little bonus kickers, all due to COVID, they're all going away. So we're going to talk more about that and how you get people in that environment. That's next hour. In the meantime, your calls and comments.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they'll protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reverse. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The United States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Just play the B.J. Thomas version while you're at it.
Don't ruin the dad song. Hush.
Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Yes. Yes.
I'm nailing the air drums in here.
You, all right. Yeah.
I don't need no cure.
Yep.
I just stay now. Up and can.
Now, my daughter and I went to get a little drive last night. Yeah, there's the actual version you remember. Who hasn't sung along to this?
Some people remember that, but then some people remember this.
Oh, see, here he goes. He's trying to say it was ripped off. He's doing the Joe Biden plagiarism thing.
No, this is before the guy who did the one that Blue Sweet ripped off. But two years before that was Hit the Post, B.J. Thomas.
I
can't stop
this feeling. I remember B.J. Thomas.
There.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, there you go, folks. It's the dad music today on the program. When you're going down the road...
Totally forgot about the B.J. Thomas version.
Thanks, with a 17-year-old... Would you two stop? 17-year-old daughter...
Trying to have a conversation here.
She has a thing on her iPhone that says dad songs, and the windows are down, and you're doing this with your daughter. You're like chanting, ooga, 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 shaka. That's a dad moment you don't forget. You know what I'm saying?
Can't stop this feeling.
Now, I say to her, how in the world do you know Blue Suede? How do you know Blue Suede? How do you? Oh, I've heard you listen to it before, and you and Mom can always sing that song, so I put it in my dad song thing. See, that's the moment when you know you've been an okay dad. When your daughter knows Blue Suede. Now, what I didn't know is it's Blue Swede. Todd has helped me there because this is a Swedish producer that did this, right? And a Swedish group recorded it. So while they spelled it like Suede, it's actually pronounced Swede. Correct, Todd? We got to do this correctly here, the literal translation. The heck is that?
I can't stop this feeling.
Well, the one they
deep inside of me.
Jonathan King, the blue sweet ripped off.
You just don't realize what you do to me.
I like this version. We did it better, but, you know.
Yeah, and it's not as good as this, yeah.
Deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize.
It gets better, folks.
What you do to me.
Right, yeah, exactly.
When you hold me in your arms so tight.
Who has not sung along to the song, huh?
Everything's all right.
Here we go. All right. There you go, folks. There you go. We're done now. But I will be taking the bumper music for the rest of the show, and they're all coming from dad songs.
And nobody will make fun of them.
I had no idea that they pay that close attention to the music you listen to. But isn't that something? So that's just a good lesson. Rodney Atkins had a whole song about this. You know, you got to be careful what you're saying around your kids and what you're singing.
That song's on Spotify. It's one of my favorite playlists because it's all great 70s and 80s stuff.
Yeah. And a texter did say the B.J. Thomas version is far superior.
There we go.
Blue sweet version. I don't think it's stupid at all. I like B.J. Thomas, but...
There you go. That's how I really feel.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Texter says, Scott, you talk about owning up, look in the mirror. I think that goes back to the whole Democrats voting for Joe Biden and having a little buyer's remorse. But I didn't vote for Joe Biden, so I don't need to look in the mirror. I'm just saying. Open phone time today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Back to your calls in a moment after I tell you about the University of Mary. And I'd like to dial in and talk to veterans. I'd like to talk to people that have served our country, because the University of Mary would like to serve you now. You might not know this, but the University of Mary is a military-friendly school. They have online classes. They have in-person classes. They're all about busy adults and meeting you where you are. They have a beautiful campus in Bismarck and other locations throughout the state. They make it their mission to prepare you for promotion in the military or success in a civilian career. What do you want? They have services specifically for military students, like a full support team. They all have extensive military backgrounds. They're focused just on you. They understand your concerns. They've walked in your shoes, okay? Personal care. That's all about being dedicated to your success as a veteran. They have a military services team walk you through every step as you start your exciting new mission of higher ed. Scholarships, reimbursements, credit for experience you already have, education that's affordable, maximize the use of your tuition assistance and VA education benefits. They know it all. Now, classes are going to start June 7th at the University of Mary. They are standing by ready to serve you. So get started today by connecting with a member of the military services team at online.umary.edu/military. All right? /military. A few more texts, and I'll get some calls here. Scott, none of the Dems want to say anything or speak up. It's also the mentality of a Democrat, or the norm. Keep things hush-hush, and or cover up or not deal with it, paying no mind. Not used to being held accountable. That's too much work. Unless they want someone else to look bad. Then their issues get swept under the rug, so everyone can go about their business. Interesting take. I happen to believe, especially in North Dakota, that people that call themselves a Democrat or vote as Democrats do so more out of family heritage and sort of not paying a lot of attention to the political scene than some sort of purposeful leftist Marxist socialist sort of utopian liberal view. Now, I happen to believe, this is just Scott Inman's opinion here, that there are those kind of Democrats in North Dakota, and it's almost to the point they're the loudest because there's so few Democrats left. But, like, I would say, like, a farmers union Democrat isn't a leftist, isn't a Marxist. They have some socialistic tendencies just by farmers union and sort of, they want the utopian family farm that really doesn't exist anymore. This is big business. They want to hang on to old things like... our corporate farming laws, which to me hinder our growth in agriculture. They don't help our growth in agriculture. And that train's left the station anyway. I mean, family farms are big business. So all you do is force behavior that says, well, we have to, you know, do this as a family, but really we're doing it get around corporate farming laws, so you have it anyway. But for the most part, I think Farmers Union Democrats are Democrats because their parents were Democrats. It's in their DNA. I don't think they could point to a Biden agenda right now, other than saying he's not Trump, that would have them say, yeah, right on. Nice job on Iran, Joe. Way to get that Middle East fired up to hate each other again, Joe. Let the border open, Joe. Good job, Joe. We want to just open those borders and flood the United States of America. I don't think that's a Farmers Union typical decades-long Democrat. Again, my opinion. I don't much care. Because whatever flavor you are as a Democrat, you do own Joe Biden, just like anybody that thought Donald Trump was the right man for the right time and somebody was willing to fight for this country. And he did it while being what some as a Democrat or a warm fuzzy or a bleeding heart liberal would say was being a jerk. They'd say Donald Trump was a jerk. His tweets were mean. He was a jerk. He didn't have to be a jerk, but he was a jerk. Yeah, you know what? I think there's things where you could fairly say, is Donald Trump being a jerk to Liz Cheney right now? Yeah, he's being a jerk to her. Was she a jerk to him first? Yeah. And he's a New York street fighter. So guess what? You punch, you're going to get punched back. Was it behavior becoming the vast majority of people in North Dakota and South Dakota and Western Minnesota who get up every day and treat their neighbors, even if they disagree with them, with a sense of respect? No, it wasn't. But was it somebody for the time in which we are that we needed? Somebody who was a product of a horribly run Republican Party for far too long and a miserable Democratic Party for too long? They both created Donald Trump. And a lot of us who don't necessarily treat other people like that on Twitter or even in person and things we say went, good for you, because you're fighting. And we need a fighter right now. And now you got Joe Biden, and I think Joe Biden's pretty confident. Isn't he, Kevin? Is Joe Biden confident?
That's a great question.
Is Joe Biden, at least he's confident in what he believes, I think. But are you confident that he knows what he's doing? Because, you know, I'm not so sure he's even all that confident in what he believes. I don't know.
I am confident that I've read the report of the FBI accurately, and they say they were not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So he is real confident there.
I am confident.
Okay.
Yeah, I think somebody wrote that down for him. He's just making sure he read it.
I know.
Exactly.
No question.
Like they told him to say it. I'm confident Russia means us no harm. Why would our friend Russia shut down a pipeline? Because they have state-owned oil and gas. Why would they ever mean harm to an industry in the United States that can eat their lunch and is eating their lunch? Of course they didn't do anything wrong. No. Nothing. Nothing to see here. All right. Let's go back to some calls. Leah Benedict, what's on your mind?
Yes. I'm wondering why nobody's talking about the vaccines that are being pushed for our youth to now get vaccinated with this genetically modified organism RNA vaccine, and also for pregnant women. I was doing research on vaccinating my animals, and they all say not to vaccinate pregnant animals. And this vaccine, a normal development time is maybe 10 to 15 years. This one's developed in 1 year, and there's many, many unknowns, whether they, how they affect reproduction, genetics, immune system, and I've heard a lot of anecdotal information that women are miscarrying after becoming vaccinated. So I think this is very, very, very concerning.
Interesting, Leah. And I thought the same thing when I saw this new thing about kids. Again, this is Scott with zero medical experience. Okay, this is just Scott, the radio guy. Aren't vaccines for things we don't have therapies for? Isn't that what a vaccine is for? A vaccine says, gosh, we need to poke you because if you get something, we can't fix you. Right? Well, kids children, right now, if we looked at every COVID case in the world, we would say if a child, a youngster, gets COVID, they're going to survive 99.99999% of the time. So why do we need to vaccinate kids? I think it's ridiculous. Now, if you're vulnerable health-wise, very different situation, but not kids. I'm with you, Liam. More coming up.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs 28-pack $3.99, liquid ice $2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat or Reese's Lovers, 79¢. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Sometimes when you think of a pool in the backyard that's portable, you think big box store and plastic and, you know, really junky portable pools. A splash pool is not that. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to tell us about a splash pool.
The Splash Super Pool is a permanent pool that's portable, meaning you can set it up, leave it up all year round, build a nice deck around it. If you ever move, you can take it with you, but it's very popular with our customers. Coming into 2021, we have them in stock. Come and get yours now.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's no terrain too tough for hypertrophy equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines. Turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust. Landscape equipment to handle tough debris. And verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment. Available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
It's on the list. I'm sorry. It's on the list. Stevie Wonder, let him go.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to my...
Who's that? Paul Simon.
The greatest gift of...
Kenny Rogers. Lionel Richie.
We can't go on. make a change.
Luther Vandross.
We all a part.
Tina Turner.
God's great big family.
What a voice.
We had a big concert for this, didn't we?
Billy Joel.
Love is all we need.
Michael Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
Get your lighters.
That's right. Yep. There you go. There you go. It was on the dad list. I'm telling you, right there on the dad list, We Are the World. Remember that one? Yeah. Diana Ross, she's on there too. There was a lot of big names on there. Wow! Anyway, dad song moment. Sorry. Back at 800-228-0550. Toll free, 800-228-0550. Last chance for open phone time today. We got a little bit next hour, but a lot of texts rolling in, so I'll go to a few of those and get to more of your calls in a moment here. 271-1100-258-0550. Texter says, let's talk about police reform. I think it means to the people who say it, they want to do away with all police. And they want to do it in a way that they won't stumble over their own issues. Stumble on their issues. I've not heard that before. I've heard stumble on other things, trip on other things, pieces of your anatomy. Never heard stumble over their own issues. Okay. And I pick up from there. What I mean there is, this is back to the listener. If there are bad actors, look at what needs to be addressed. Don't shut up and ignore the whistleblowers. If one or two needs more training, then do that. But don't put all police in a schoolroom and treat them all the same. Very insightful comment from the listener. Because are there police officers with issues? Of course. Why do you think those police officers remain on police forces, guys? Any guesses?
It's in their DNA.
Well, I'm saying if they're a bad actor... And the chief of police knows they're a bad actor, and
yeah,
other cops
right.
in the police department know they're a bad actor. Why is it you think they're still there? Let's say Derek Chauvin is an example.
Right.
He had
right.
a bunch of stuff in his record. I think any law enforcement officer would look at all of that and say, oh, my gosh, a million different ways to do that. A million different ways to do what you did, bud. You can walk a mile in your shoes and understand where it began to where it is. But why go there? Why allow somebody to be right? Other cops would say that. Why is Derek Chauvin still working there, a guy that had all this stuff in his record? Why? Police unions. Collective bargaining.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all the game. So if you want to reform anything, and by the way, we don't have those issues in North Dakota. Why don't we have those issues in North Dakota? It's a right-to-work state.
There you go.
We're a right-to-work state. You screw up, you're fired. Tell me it shouldn't be that way. Tenure and collective bargaining and police unions are the problem, ladies and gentlemen. They are the problem. America should be a right-to-work country. We shouldn't have right-to-work states.
Never understood that. Never understood that.
Look, it's you know, in tenure is a whole other show. Because they get tenure even in a right-to-work state. And in the name of academic freedom. And what they do is indoctrinate your kids. Not all of them, but some of them hide behind tenure to take money from taxpayers and mess with our children. And we allow it. We don't have university presidents bold enough to go, no, 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 not on my watch, because they're afraid of the academic freedom mob. It's a bad deal. Texter says, if you think it's funny to play the clip you did of Joe Biden, you ought to listen to what Jesse Waters had to say about it. I missed what Jesse Waters had to say about it, but Kevin has it handy.
And what's Biden going to do about the Russians? Russian gangsters operating inside Russia hacked our pipeline with Russian computers. Nothing inside Russia happens without the approval of Putin and the Kremlin, by the way. But you're not going to believe this. Biden says Russia isn't involved.
So far, there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved, although there is evidence that the actor's ransomware is in Russia.
Wait, what?
Wait, are you saying Putin has nothing to do with Russians hacking our pipeline?
Oh,
can't be. Yeah, no.
I am confident that I've read the report of the FBI accurately, and they say they were not. He was not. The government was not.
Let me see if I have this correctly.
This is good.
The FBI just cleared Putin. Russian organized crime from inside Russia knocked our pipeline out, and in less than a week, the FBI determined the Kremlin was clean? The same FBI that accuses everyone of being a Russian agent?
Yeah.
Took years to figure out that there was no collusion, and in a week, closed the books on the pipeline hack? Something's not adding up here.
That's the understatement of the century from Jesse Waters right there.
Love that guy.
So true. And now we're having a battle over January 6th. Did you see this? They want a commission of some kind to look into January 6th. And I see Kevin McCarthy today has come out and said, you know what? I don't think so.
Enough.
I don't think so. And you know what? This is a witch hunt is what it is. It's more of the witch hunt is what it is. Bad people went into the Capitol. Hold them accountable. This should take 10 minutes. Ryan has a dad song contribution. Ryan, real quick, I'll add it to my list. What's yours?
Anything Three Dog Night, Paul Simon, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Kenny Rogers, bunch of stuff my dad listened to.
I love it. Kenny Rogers, we just heard from. I checked a lot of boxes with We Are the World. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.